Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you are traveling for work, if you are able to, consider adding on just a little bit of time for fun. You will get to explore a place without much additional expense. And you might also make your working life a little more enjoyable. Now that work travel is back, you may find yourself in another city for a conference or a meeting or training. I realize that work travel can be challenging. Both my husband and I have traveled a lot for work over the years, and I know how hard it can be to arrange kid coverage and then deal with flight delays, loud people in hotel hallways, over air-conditioned hotel conference rooms, and so forth. Of course, the reason we get on planes despite these woes is that there are a lot of benefits to work travel too. You get to build relationships and collaborate in person. You learn from experts that you wouldn't encounter in your hometown. You get to share your ideas more broadly and meet a wider variety of people. And with a little planning, you might also get another benefit, the opportunity to explore a new place without investing as much time and money as you'd need to in order to visit separately. I'm really not talking about staying another week. Often you just need to take a slightly later flight or stay one more night in your hotel. Or maybe you can even free up space in between events for exploration. If you plan your time well, you can see something really cool and turn your work trip into an adventure. With that in mind, I once got to see a Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas in between two talks I gave there. I have run along the Embarcadero in San Francisco multiple times when I've been up bright and early due to the time difference. Once, in Chicago, I purposefully chose a hotel right near the Art Institute of Chicago so I could see the miniature rooms there after my event. Perhaps your work travel involves a lot of back-to-back meetings. But still, it might be possible to add on an adventure. Scope out the town where you will be staying. What looks cool that is within an hour radius? Or in other words, an Uber ride from your hotel. What does your schedule look like? Maybe there will be some downtime. Or you could arrange downtime with some strategic effort. If not, maybe you can take a flight the day after your meetings end and use your hotel points to tack on a night. Spend the morning of the day you leave having your adventure and go home refreshed. Now, to be sure, you need to be judicious with this. If you travel a lot for work, thus requiring your spouse to take on a lot of extra duties on the home front, you probably don't want to tack on adventures in addition to your travels every time. You should just consciously book a long lunch break one day and go see that museum. But if you only travel a few times a year, which is probably the case for many people, then tacking on a little time might be a different matter. In many cases, you might not wind up going to these locations except on work trips. So if you want to see what is there, you are going to need to seize the occasion. I will add that the same mindset can help you wring some pleasure out of locally necessary travel too. Maybe your dentist is 30 minutes from your house, but near a specialty grocery store. Schedule an extra half hour after the appointment so you can pick up some of your favorite items before heading home. Or maybe you are dropping off a kid at a birthday party that is far enough away that going home doesn't make a lot of sense. Check to see what's nearby. You could find yourself at an outpost of your favorite sushi bar, enjoying a little treat, instead of spending all afternoon in the car. Sometimes we are inclined to automatically separate work and pleasure. You are single-mindedly focused on the task at hand, be that attending a conference or going to that faraway dentist. But be on the lookout for opportunities to add some pleasure to things that need to be done. Usually, it doesn't add much time, and it can change the experience entirely. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.